Hi, and welcome to Ask Sue show. That's going to be a big load of funniness, place to let your hair down, and I own up. Maybe a little tiny rant. Well, where do we start today? Oh, what fun and joy and laughter and ribache and chuckles we've had in the UK today. I apologise to all the local people that live around me at the moment who, if they would have seen me today sitting on the field fence, would have had a laugh of their life. Understatement of the year. I hear you all ask, why were you sitting on a field fence and why would they find it so funny? Needs must is all I can say to that. We have decided, well, Philippa and Sean and a few others have decided that maybe it would be good to get me into the Big Brother house. So we started a petition. The petition is in the chat. It's on petitionsite.com, and you type in Big Brother needs Ask Sue needs your help. And that will be on the blog later on as well. And then, of course, with that, they ask for a video. If you want to have a little bit of a laugh, can I just suggest that you do go to the toilet as a public health warning before watching this quite funny little group of videos? Please start with take one, then take two, take three, and then the proper video of take four. It's highly hilarious. Yes, something like that. So what we want to do today is, obviously, I want to tell everybody, why would I want to go on to Big Brother? I've had a few people ask me, what is Big Brother and what's it all about? Very quickly, Big Brother is where you have a house, if you like, that is cordoned off. Nobody's allowed to go in except for the ones that are picked. So I think it's about, say, 10 people go into the Big Brother house. And they go in for 10 weeks. And as the week goes on, they get rid of one person. So there may be voting, there's phone line voting and all sorts, and people stay in accordingly. And obviously the more fiery or the more funny or whatever it may be, you get voted in. And if the public loves you, obviously you get voted to stay. And if you're not, they vote you sleeve. So what I've been doing is I've been doing videos today to promote the petition, because we need everybody to actually sign a petition, because actually it's actually ended for this week times to get people in. But we're hoping that maybe Big Brother might think, oh yes, how can we not put Ask Sue in? Well, fingers crossed. So at the moment we've got just over 100 people have signed the petition. I want to say thank you very much to those that have actually signed it. It does only just take a minute. And just let me say to people, you know, this is not about my ego or anything like that. It's about me being able to share the awareness, for me to be able to have a rant with the people in there saying about the fact of animal abuse, child abuse, and all the other things, you know, about what we've talked about with Hey Mr. Government and everything else. It's time we've got it out there. You know, I am sick to death of doing the cross-posting, the sharing and all of that. It's all very good. But at the end of the day, we need to be able to make changes. It's time to connect these people. No more hatred anymore. We've got to share love to each other. We need to make a difference in this world. And I am not going to be able to keep on doing this with Blog Talk Radio. I need to get it out there, okay? And I'm not sure if I can cope without my laptop for all them weeks. I'm not sure I can cope with not doing the radio. But then I think about the fact that, and also obviously not seeing the family for a whole 10 weeks, you know, all of those things taken into consideration. I was put on this earth to do it with a job. And my job is to, one, connect people, two, be able to help people, whether it be the psychic readings, whether it be helping to reunite their dogs or cats or whatever, to be able to make a difference in this world. But also, I think that I was put here to be able to change things. You know, I look at how all these different pictures, people send me videos of pigs being slaughtered, cattle being slaughtered, you know, cats being hit, chucked into walls, rabbits being kicked around, children being punched and thumped and goodness, punched and thumped, same thing, punched, you know, abused and all sorts. And we get all these different videos, you know, dogs fighting and blah, 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 all these different things. And I keep thinking to myself, right, they're sharing it to me because they realise that I've got a rager and they want me to get it out there. But it just doesn't feel like it's enough to me. I want to get it out there further. You know what I feel like with the rager at the moment? I feel like I'm sitting in the desert, okay, and there's a big glass of water, okay, and I'm really, really thirsty. I can touch this glass, but I can't quite reach it. Imagine the frustration. That's how I feel about the radio. I am sitting on this garden fence at this moment in time, thinking to myself, how can I take it one step further? How can I really get it out there? What can I do to make that difference that's going to make a massive impact? You know, I think all of us are the same thing. You know, we keep sharing all of these different things, and I just want to get it right. And I don't know what else I can do. I mean, I've been sharing the PayPal links and everything to try and promote the show to get some more funding so maybe we can get it out there. And I just honestly don't know. Do you know what I mean? Yes, I do apologise, Rat. You're absolutely right. I am yawning. It's been a very, very long day. I have been sharing. I've been doing the petition. I've been tweeting. I've been videoing. I tell you what, all this stardom, I don't know if I can cope. But joking apart, it's going to be all worth it. I really have got yawnitis tonight, and it's hopefully not going to be catching. Right, so what I need you guys to do is please share the petition out there. Let's see if we can actually make an impact. We are at the moment up to 104, I think it is. And I've had some absolutely beautiful messages, I've got to say. Let me just go down, through a few. Hold on a minute, let me just move this down a little bit. Right, let me go. Sean, of course. We love Sue because she's the best and will make great TV. I think he's trying to be funny there. After my videos today, I'm not so sure. Cassie Allen, I have never watched Big Brother, but I would if our Sue was on there. Deb Padovano. I'm probably going to say this wrong. So Deb Padovano, I think that's right. I think our Sue should be invited into the Big Brother house. She would be the perfect person to be on the show. She believes so strongly in so many of the right things. Let her be heard. Laurie Miller, I think it will make the show a little bit more interesting and make more people watch it that otherwise don't watch. Gosh, watch this type of program on TV. Samantha White, great move, definitely ask Sue, awesome person. Don't know who they're all talking about in all fairness, but you know, she sounds pretty cool, doesn't she? Right, let me go to the next one because there's one up here that I do really want to read out to you, and I'm just absolutely moved by this message. Let me just see which other ones. Yes, my partner Bill put, she is my missus and I could do the break, laugh out loud. Seriously, she would be fantastic housemate. And it would be fun to see how she would cope without her laptop and radio show. Well, of course, without all you guys. Oh, my goodness, how could I not cope? Right. Mary Alice Pollard. When it comes to a powerful, truthful and passionate voice for human and animal rights, there can be no one better than our Sue. And wouldn't it just bring a huge and new audience to the Big Brother house? Thank you for that, Mary. Adrian Young, she has just the right attitude. I'm not quite sure how she put that. Michelle Winter, Sue is wonderful and a great voice for us. We need her help to spread the word on abuse. And Christina Avino, we the people of the USA want our Sue to enter the big house. She will help to expose the slaughters going on every day at NYC shelters. Adoptable dogs, cats sent off to the deaths because they get sick in the filthy shelters, the government officials that have so far chosen to ignore animal advocates, no matter how much we plead for shelter reform. These are the horrible reality issues that our Sue wishes and will pursue the dirty little inside secret that goes on inside these shelters. They have no cameras to monitor their activities, but ASU will expose this and make it known. I believe ASU will be our powerful weapon in the outrage of NYC citizens that are unaware of what's actually going on in the shelters. Just think how many pet owners that left their pets in these kill shelters care on the innocent assumption that the shelters make attempts to find them new homes. NYC ACC kills. They do not bother to save. We need media to expose these horrors and put it in their faces so they cannot keep looking the other way. I believe ASU is that person that is destined to do just that. Please let her enter the big house to be the voice for the voiceless animals. Thank you for your attention in this matter. Thank you very much for that, Christine. That's absolutely brilliant. And that is all of the people that have actually put the messages on there. So it's absolutely fantastic. So please keep them going because we need to get this out there to be able to make a difference. A big hello to Max, who's in the chat, to Bill, to RatTBGB, and to Susan. Thank you very much for joining us. Guests, you can sign in to Blog Talk Radio. It does just take a couple of minutes. Now, I have been speaking to a few people this week with the idea of a few changes that will be coming into play and hopefully to make a bigger difference. But again, I need to get the show shared out there. I've got a few different shows coming up this week as well. Obviously, the psychic show. We've got hopefully another show about the dogs being shot by the police. And hopefully a celebrity coming on the show very soon too, which is at the moment a secret because I'm still just waiting for that final confirmation about that as well. So that is top secret until we can get that finalised. Right, so if anybody wants to call into the show, maybe you've got some things that you would like sharing at the moment, any stories that you want to bring forward, then by all means, 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. You can email asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. Rats TBGB, I haven't seen where all these messages are yet. If you have a look on the actual petition, you'll actually see all the messages on there. I think everybody can actually see that. So please, by all means, let us know. You can put any what you think of the ASU show, and if you think that I'll be good in there, please let me know. If there's anything you can suggest how we can get out there further, I have been on Twitter all day, and we will have to see if any of that comes off as well. And it's just fantastic because my computer has just totally frozen. Oh, well, that's just marvellous. Thanks very much for that. Never rains, but it pours. It even rained today while I was doing the videos, actually, which wasn't good. Not for anybody, I can tell you. And there were some funny ones on there. Poor Bill, what he had to put up with today was something else. But anyway. By all means, share to the Ellen DeGeneres show as well. Just let her know what's been going on within the Ask Sue show house as well. You know, maybe she'll be able to think of some ideas to be able to help as well. Now, what was the other thing? If there's anything you want me to share, by all means, put them into the chat, even though at the moment I don't think I can see the chat even moving because mine's decided to stop. So let me just shut that down for a minute and restart again. If there's any links you want me to share or anything, by all means, put them into the chat room. Just to let you know, on Thursday, it will be 1 year since I've been doing the ASU shows. So please, it's okay, I've just got on my chat and it's back there. So that will be a good, funny show. I was thinking back to the actual funny days that we've had when my first show was with, obviously, Colin Fry. And, oh my goodness, I was so nervous that day, but that was a good show. And then me and Sean were talking about this, the ones with the one where that woman thought that her son had been abducted by aliens and she said that he was now a fish finger. I don't think I have ever laughed so much, honestly. How I didn't spit all over the laptop, I do not know. And there's been various times that people have said funny things that I just, honestly, just cry with laughter. But then, you know, we've had the very upsetting things of different times that I've had different shows with, where it's been talking about, you know, people have dealt with different things, you know, where we've talked about, you know, if people have lost children, where we talked about, when we talked about Buddy, when we talked about Lennox on the day that Lennox got killed, do you know what I mean? Murdered, sorry. You know, and these have been really trying times for some of us. You know, we've literally had, how can I put it? They've shared things so they actually take our hearts. And let's face it, Lennox grabbed our heart, Patrick did, Buddy, and all these different dogs, Memphis. And then obviously if something happens to them or they get rehomed, they've just got part of us. I can't explain it. Like when I spoke to Jeff Colton back the other day, you know, I said to him, you know, we've taken Memphis into our hearts and then we don't hear anything. And that's really difficult. You know, it's like, you know, they trap us in and then we don't get to know anything more. And that's why sometimes it's hard also when we're sharing these pictures and we don't hear how they got on. Do you mean they just got rehomed? And that you think, I wonder if any actually got rehomed what I shared today. And I know some of us are sharing like crazy. I know there's a lot of posts going on the Ask Sue Radio Show Network page at the moment. We need more likes and more shares. If anybody else would like to be admin on that page as well, by all means, you know, let us know. And apparently we're now up to 106 signatures. Thank you very much to everybody. Who has been the latest one? As we get people signing at the moment, I will read them out. So we've got Donna Tomeo, and she's from New York. Thank you very much, Donna. We've got Elizabeth Housel from California. And we've got Linda Bean from Ohio. We've got William Malloy from Massachusetts. I think I've said that right. Rachel Thomas Edwards, who's from Shrewsbury in good old Shropshire. Bless her. Oh, she's fun, bless. We've got all these different people, so please, everybody, you know, keep doing as you do. Oh, and you can press the tweet buttons as well. Do you know what I mean? Straight to tweet, okay? Right, and the other thing is just let everybody know, which I must just inform you, anything that goes on to the Ask Sue Radio Show Network, Ask Sue Show Group, and my pages, actually goes to my tweet. Tweet? What on earth? Goes to my Twitter page as well. So, as soon as you share onto my pages, it does go straight to the Twitter page as well. So, you know, it's even getting double exposure. So, please, keep sharing to the pages. And if anybody wants to be an admin on one of the pages to help out, by all means, give me an email at asksueshow@gmail.com. If anybody wants to give us a call in, 347-327-9694. Let's see if we can get some more signatures while we're on the show. Share those links to the petition, and let's see if we can get some more numbers in there. Share them to other pages. I have shared them myself to pages, but the trouble is Facebook is keeping an eye on me at the moment. You know, I can't possibly be naughty. So please, everybody, please share for me as well, because obviously I can't be controlled by Facebook. Now, what was the other things I need to bring to attention? If anybody can think of anything else I need to mention, by all means, give me a shout. Let me go on to the Ask Sue Network page as well, and maybe there's some stories on there that I've forgotten I need to share out there. We have got 300 likes on there, which is fantastic, but we do need to be adding some more people on there as well. All right, let me have a little look. Chances Haven, I've got to tell you about Chances Haven. At the moment, they are desperate for some help, and they are needing some voting as well. So please, please, will everybody go and click on this page, have a little read, and please share it, help, whatever you can do for Chances Haven. I know Danielle is always trying to get more help, and, you know, they do need some funding. I know they are desperate for some funding. So please, if anybody can help with that, that would be absolutely fantastic. Right, let me go further down. Of course, we have got, yes, you guessed it, the videos. What can I say? Let me just copy one of these in so everybody can go and have a look at this. This is highly hilarious, and they are on the RSU network. Thanks for that, Max. Right, let me find what else. Now, this is another one we've got for you. This link is very, let's just say, traumatic. It has got a rating because you have got to be careful what you're doing. This is a little bit horrifying. So please, just, you know, it needs to be watched. It's reality. But on the other side of this coin, you do need to be careful because obviously some people are a bit more prone to it than others. I'd just like to read this as well. GMOs are banned in 27 countries and now labelled in 61 countries. America, bring food freedom here. And this is a picture that's also on the Ask Sue radio show network as well. So obviously, another one. I'm just hoping this is working right at the moment. I think it is. Right, let's go a little bit further down here. Hold on, let me just see if I can actually get the link for that. Oh, here we go. I'm just trying to find, get these links as we're going along. Hold on a minute. Oh, it's all gone very slow now, just when I want to be sharing the links. There is the other one. And, oh, it's okay, I've got the petition all over it at the moment. So we've also got Meet the Country's Top Puppy, Womble, the 11-month-old mountain dog, came up trumps at this year's Crufts competition. And that's at Blackpool Gazette, that's in. So that's another little story that everybody can like. What do people think of Crufts? Are you for or are you for against? Do you mean, is it making us, you know, I've seen before where they say about the fact that we have the Crufts idea where people will take the dogs to the shows, which is fantastic. But also the other side of that is if the dog isn't up to a certain standard, that's when they just dump and run. They don't want to know that dog anymore because he's not up to a standard. So is that really what we want? Also, what the other question I'd like to ask is, what are your thoughts of KC registration? Good or bad? I know that for a fact that there is times that breeders actually, like, let's just say, for instance, a two-year-old dog is KC registered, pedigree and everything. They go and get the dog, and say the dog dies at, say, two-year-old, three-year-old. They actually use another dog, put the papers to that dog, and then breed from it, and they've got pedigree papers, but the dog isn't actually pedigree. How do we control that? How do we can take control and know what is a true breed? And is there such a thing anymore? Have they actually ruined it because they just keep changing things and the laws aren't protecting apparently what we're buying? And does this actually go for loads of different things? Because let's face it, do we really know what is actually in the... sorry, I read the chat and it put me off my thing. Does that literally change everything? Because we don't even know what's in our food anymore. How do we know 100% that a beef burger is going to be a beef burger anymore? How do we 100% know that anything? How do we know it's even horse? I mean, we're complaining about the fact it's horse. How do we know it's horse, really? Why did it take so long and why did 100% horse meat get into a beef burger, really? Did the government really know about this? Or are they just trying to hide it from us? Did they actually know, and was it saving them money? All quite strange questions, really. But, you know, what do we think? How can we actually protect ourselves from all of this? Now, I'm sure a few of you will say, oh, you can go vegan, and you can go whatever. But the trouble is, there's loads of different things out there that we really don't understand half of it. You know, like even, let's face it, vegetables. How do we know they've not been sprayed? I know years ago, only a couple of years ago, when I think it wasn't when I'd not long moved here, they were actually spraying the crops and they put letters through our doors saying, please make sure you shut the windows and everything. They haven't recently. Does that mean they stopped the spraying or does it now mean they don't give a monkeys? Your thoughts. Please give us a call in 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. 9694. Give us a call in. Or you can email asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. The other page I want to bring up to your attention, which has gone very quiet lately, and I must admit that myself and Max were talking to the other day and saying how much we do miss Terry, because he was literally sharing loads on Hey Mr. Government globally. So if anybody is literally in agreement with our page and wants to come along and be an admin on this, please email asksueshow@gmail.com and just let everybody know we have still got Terry McCarthy as admin on there. And as far as we're concerned, he will always stay on there. I'm sure he's watching over the top of us right now and trying to put the world to rights as he's watching over us. Hi to Melinda Tolson, who's just joined us in the chat. Hi, welcome to the show. Hope you're okay. Let us know whereabouts you're from. And if you'd like to call in with a bit of a rant, Melinda, by all means, 347-327-9694. Right, let me just go back. What have I just shared then? Yes, the laws across the United States, the petition site, we've got that. What else have we got? We've got the video that we've just shared slightly earlier. Stop horse tripping in Nevada. What's your thoughts on that too? We need you to actually sign a petition for that one as well. It's all right, everything's just going slow at the moment, so have a look at that. Absolutely disgusting. A terrible picture on that. Just not right at all. Let me have a look. On September 10th, 2001, one day before the tragic events of 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld announced to the public that the Pentagon could not account for some very big figure. I'm not going to frighten you all to death with that sort of figure on the show, I can tell you. Right, have a look at that. We need to stop the plan to bring in gagging order on animal rights activists. Absolutely, that right there. We'll find all their stories for that in just a second. Babies clubbed to death in front of their mothers. That's March 15th, a day of action for the SEALs. Move on, Canada. The world has said no to the bloody pelt stolen from defenseless harp SEAL cubs. Now it's time for Canada to accept the world's condemnation of this massacre and move on. Move on to fund a boycott of sealing licenses. Please call Right Honourable Stephen Harper, Prime Minister, 613-992-4211. That's 613-992-4211. Okay, and this is, let me just say again, this is for the SEALs. Let me just copy some of these links, otherwise it'll be too much to put it in. Hold on, there we go. And we've also got Honourable Keith Ashfield, Fisheries Minister, 613-992-1067. I'll repeat that number again for the Honourable Keith Ashfield, Fisheries Minister, 613-992-1067. So please give him a call as well. And I think there's one more number. And yes, that's Honourable Ed Fast, Minister of International Trade. And that's 613-995-0183. Okay, if you want me to say that one more time. That's 613-995-0183. And I'm just thinking to myself, maybe we could actually call them during the show. We'll have a think about that in a moment. Canadians, please call the Parliament switchboard toll-free, Canada 1-866-599-4999, and request to speak to your MP as well. You can also find your MP's contact numbers at www.harpseals.org/index.php. Also, they have got the petition to sign there as well. So if anybody wants to have a look at that, let me just copy the link. The link is in the chat room right now. And also, all of these links will be put into Blog Talk Radio straight after the show. You know, I just look at them pictures and it absolutely horrifies me. If they can do that so easily with not a care in the world and just chuck all them piled in a ruck like that. Oh, just terrible. Right, what are we doing here now? Let me just have a look. A couple of other things. There's quite a few different links that you can go on to Hey Mr. Government anyway. Go and have a look. Have a little read of all the different posts on there. There is some that's absolutely amazing in the point of how do you ever realise that this is still not getting out there. Do you know what I mean? We just haven't got enough people on this page at all. This should be up to thousands by now because there is some absolute horrifying stories on there, but also reality as well. So please keep sharing to this if by any means that we have got any other people that would like to be admin for the page, then by all means, join us. You can email asksueshow@gmail.com. Also, another good page that's going very well at the moment is Global Animal Advocate. That's Global Animal Advocate. Please, by all means, you can join to there as well. And share, as we always say. I've just got to say that I've got my daughters even saying that on their posts. And so all very good. Let me just see what else I wanted to share to you. Oh, let me just send you I think I've just sent this link, actually. Hey, Mr. Government pages, by all means, please join up with that page as well. Right, what we're going to do is we're going to have a small tune. So we'll have a little bit of a tune, have a little bit of a song, sing-song while I get my drink down me as well. So we will have a little bit of a song and then we'll be back in just a few moments.
Did I ever let you slip away? Never knowing I'd be singing this song someday. And now I'm sinking to ride no more. Ever since you closed the door. If I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you'd still be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, then darling, you'd still be mine. Funny how time goes by and blessings are missed in the wink of an eye. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why should one have to go on suffering? Every day I breathe, please come back to me. If I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. If I could turn
Welcome back to the Our Sue Show. I absolutely love that song. That was for my very dear Nan, who obviously I lost some years ago, and it would have been 13 years in the last couple of days on the 16th of March. Please give us a call in on 347-327-9694. And I want to bring a couple of other things to your attention as well. We've been doing about BSL for quite some time, especially since Paul Lennox. And I want to bring another story to you, which is absolutely horrifying. I have spoken to the owners, and we are going to be doing a show on BSL again very soon. And this is about poor Shimmer, who has actually been taken away from his home, and they have got a little girl who's three. And it was her little dog. She used to sit on the carpet and roll the ball to the dog, and the dog used to push the ball back to her and all sorts. They were telling me that she's a beautiful dog, and obviously they're missing her a lot. The police have just been in, and they've just decided that she is a pit bull type, and the usual, isn't it? You know, just took her. Absolutely disgusted. You know, it's just absolutely wrong. They have got some petitions that we obviously need to sign. So please, again, another petition for you to sign. Please just sign it and share it everywhere. You know, we need to be making a difference with that as well. And this BSL law's got to stop at some point. Maybe we can get together with the OSL idea that I put forward, and maybe we will be able to sort something. But, you know, we've got some beautiful comments on the Save Shimmer page, and I am hoping that very, very soon that we will be able to help them to get her back. And we will be having them all on the show very, very soon as well. So please keep your eyes out for the links to the upcoming shows, and let's make a difference with that. It is very quiet on the phone lines tonight, so please give us a call, 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. Now, I want to bring another page to your attention that really has, to say, smacked me, is an understatement, okay? I just think that, you know, hitting a woman of any right at the end of the day is not, you know, or it's come to that, a woman hitting a bloke. Either way, not acceptable, should be wrong. Right, I look at this page and it makes me physically sick every time. Islam against women. The pictures and everything on here have been absolutely horrendous. Now, I must just say, I have been in touch with one of the admin on this page, and she said she would not like to come on to the show because, obviously, she needs to look after herself. No woman should be that frightened to come on the Asu show, should they? And don't be so funny before you all start with that joke. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just so, so wrong. I mean, I've seen some of the videos on here, and it is just absolutely horrendous. Do you mean where they've literally got them lying on the floor, a woman lying on the floor, while they literally repeatedly, and I mean repeatedly, kick her straight into the ribs and all sorts. And if that's not bad, I mean, this is like 15, 20 blokes, not just a couple, 15 or 20 blokes literally kicking the hell out of her. And if that wasn't bad enough, I mean, if, you know, I'd pretty well seen enough just with that. And then if that wasn't enough, they then decided to get a breeze block and drop it on her head. Who in God's name has the right for that? No, I would just love to talk about that straight on to Big Brother, do you know what I mean? And get that awareness out there. Who on earth thinks that they have the right to do that? I don't care if you think it's religion or whatever you may think it is, but at the end of the day, it's wrong. Who on earth has the right of that? You know, I just think it's absolute disgusting. And, you know, and our governments are going to all this thing about, oh, going to war and let's do this and the other. It's rubbish. Why can't they see what we see on the internet? Why can't they do something about these things? Absolutely sick. That's all I can say. And then poor people, honestly, nobody, whatever religion, whatever we are talking about, at the end of the day, it's totally, totally wrong. Totally wrong. So please, everybody, go and have a look at that. I tell you what, just totally wrong. Max is saying women being publicly slashed in their villages, being stoned to death, a 60-year-old man marrying 8-year-old girls. I tell you what, and taking them away. You know, just totally sick, totally wrong, shouldn't be happening, and we have got to put a stop to it. At the end of the day, you know, people say, oh, but it's the society. Rubbish, it's society. We're all to blame because we're all part of this world. And until we start connecting, we're not going to get anywhere. So please, you know, we need to be standing up for this because it is just totally, totally wrong. Now, I must just admit, I did just see a link that I wanted to share and I've gone straight past it or lost it, one of the two. No, I think it's just totally gone. So if there's anything that anybody thinks, oh, just share this page, Sue, and, you know, maybe you've got your comments that you'd like to put forward about it, then by all means, please, you know, do help us by sharing the links into the chat, and I will, by all means, have a little word about it and also announce it so everybody else can go and have a look at the same things. Please, by all means, you can email asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. Please come and have a look at that. And you can go to the blog as well. We'll put that into the chat room if it's not already there. Maybe. And have a look at that. We've got all the links to the various shows, all the previous ones. So by all means, get in touch with us there too. The other thing I want to bring to people's attention is we've got quite a few different people at the moment who've been in contact with me about various truth coming out, shall we say. Now, I've got no comments on this, but I have been asked to put this out to your attention. So if you want to go and have a look at some of these, that's the one group I want you to have a look at. It's exposing apparently torture of animals, lack of transparency, and people are just sick of it. They want to get out there, and they want people to literally be able to have a look and see what they think. They have got pictures, they've got links to pages and all sorts. Let me know what you think about that. And let me just find this other website that goes with it. Hold on a minute, I can't find it. Isn't that just typical? It's all gone quiet because I can't find it. No, I can't find it at the moment, so let me go on to something else while I find that link. Oh, isn't it typical? I just went to it and it's gone and I can't find it again. Honestly, not doing well. And my internet's very slow tonight as well, which isn't helping at all. If anybody wants to give us a call in, it's 347-327-9694. Just to let you know, we will be having just 10 more minutes of the show tonight. One, because as you've heard, I'm yawning and tired. And two, I have got some more work to be doing to be able to get these petitions and everything out there as well. Tomorrow night, we will be having the Howard Show. Obviously, it's Tuesday tomorrow. And we will be bringing updates of various different pages and dogs, cats, etc. And, of course, I'm sure he'll still be buzzing about the Saturday show where we were talking about Patrick and his rebirth birthday of 2 years, which was a fantastic show. And I, again, would like to thank everybody that's joined us there as well. It's been absolute fantastic. Now, let me just see. Sorry, it's all gone very mad at the moment. Oops. I've just got people messaging me from all over telling me that they're going to share or they're going to sign the petition. So that's absolute fantastic. Please share the videos that I've done on YouTube. Yes, they are hilarious. By all means, share them as well. Let me see. And, of course, the petition as well. Let me have a look if we've got some more people that have signed. Hold on 1 second. Oh, we're up to 108. Oh, dear, slowly but surely. We've got Dawn Harrison, who signed, and also Alison Cece, which is also signed. So thank you very much to everybody, all 108 of you, for signing the petition. Let's hope we can get out there. But please, keep sharing, keep signing. Obviously, please share it to friends, because obviously this is to help with all of the different things that we're doing at the moment. We need to get it out there. We need to share about the pages and everything, and that's all of your pages. It's not just mine. They're your pages as well. And if you've got any pages you'd like to share on the Ask Sue Network, then by all means do. If it's to do with animals, etc., then by all means get in touch, you know, or email asksueshow@gmail.com. And I will forward them onto the Ask Sue Network page. Also, just to let everybody know, I do try to keep up with emails as far as petitions are sent to me, but obviously it does take time, and I am slowly getting through them. So please do bear with me. I will get onto it as soon as I can. I just want to also tell people about another page that I've actually found, which isn't mine, but I just want to share this one. An absolutely fantastic page. It's called People Over Politics. An absolute fantastic page with loads of different information and things that will blow your mind, to say the least. So please make sure you go and have a look at that. Another one, I've got to do this one for Linda as well. Good friend of the Ask Sue show. She hasn't been on for a while, actually, so I must get Linda on again. And there we go. And this is Boycott Jennifer Lopez, protest her wearing fur, the skin of murdered animals. Let me again warn you that there is some horrific pictures, but again, it is true. There is some cute pictures, actually, as well. So absolute fantastic. we've also just seen as well where a South Carolina man sentenced to 10 years in prison for killing dogs. So there's a good story there. It's about time we had people that are actually sent down for doing these terrible crimes. We have had enough of it. So well done for that. Melinda Tolson, thank you, Sue, for tonight's show. Hope you have a good sleep. I've signed in chat. Thank you very much for that. That's fantastic. Let me just go and have a quick look down, because I know there's a few pages that I want to share with you before we go. Oh, just to let you know that Sophie has actually met up with John. Remember John the dog, the one that Jamie did the page for? And, yes, she's put pictures up, bless her, and all sorts. So absolutely chuffed a bit to that. Sophie looks so happy, obviously, with John's new owners as well. And they have moved house, bless them as well. So sending our love to John, and so glad that he's found a nice new home. And I can honestly say, spoiled to death and loved. Beautiful, beautiful pictures. Absolute fantastic. So if anybody's got any more links they want me to share out, by all means, please do. It's asksueshow@gmail.com. You can go and share straight to the Ask Sue Radio Network and the Ask Sue Show group as well. So I've just got to show you this as well. What a beautiful, beautiful cat. Surely we can get this one sorted. This is in North Carolina. A beautiful cat, obviously needing our help. Let me share this one to you as well. Absolutely gorgeous, but I'm sorry, I can't take it in. I've already got 15. There isn't room at the inn at all, as in nupwa, nothing. Right, let me just go down a little bit further. Now, there's a South Carolina dog that needs help as well. That, to me, has got to be a lovely and beautiful Rottweiler, bless. Looks a bit narrower in the face than our miracle, but very beautiful as well. Obviously needing our help, and this is South Carolina. This was on Global Animal Advocates, so please go and have a look at that page. Again, a busy page and doing very well, so go and have a look at that one. We've got the Ask Sue Radio Network and the Ask Sue Show group, which is also bringing things forward, so by all means, you can go and have a look and share on there. The Ask Sue Show group is actually open, so you can go and post straight on there. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else that I've missed or forgotten. Anybody want to remind me of anything that I have actually forgotten? I think I've pretty well covered most of the different things tonight that I wanted to get out there. It was mainly, obviously, the petitions, etc. If there's any ideas you've got for the Ask Sue show, or maybe some advertising, or maybe you can help in some way, please email asksueshow@gmail.com, because I do need all the help that I can and trying to get out there. So please, by all means. Anybody who wants to add me on Facebook, I'm Scully Davis, which is S-C-U-L-L-Y Davis, D-A-V-I-E-S. So you can join me there, or Ask Sue Space Radio Show. So you can join there as well. Or you can go to, if you want to find me as well, you can go to www.facebook.com/Animal Advocate Worldwide. So that's www.facebook.com/Animal Advocate Worldwide. So please, by all means, just have a look. Yes, Max. He's just put, woohoo, great show, and watch Sue's homemade videos on YouTube. Oh, my goodness. All I can say is you'll laugh. Please go to the toilet before you go and watch them, because the one part is hilarious when I'm telling Bill, one, not to get so close because he'll be up my bleep nostrils, and the other one was where he moved the camera and I noticed and I got a little bit annoyed. And you will see the face that I pulled with that, which was just absolutely priceless. And even on my part, I must just say, honestly, I couldn't believe it. But it was really, really funny. Really, really funny. So by all means, everybody, please share those links and get them out there for us. At the end of the day, you know, with ASU, it's not just about me. This is about making a difference and about getting the awareness out there. We've got to stop all this cruelty in our world and start to get people connected. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's always the same. You know, we need to just make that difference. And I don't want to stop sharing these cats and dogs and all sorts, but please, everybody, we need to be making a difference. So I do ask all of you just to please help as much as you can. Email asksueshow@gmail.com with anything that you can possibly think that you that might actually help us. And I'm going to finish tonight's show with obviously a very powerful song and a great guy that's been on our show and hopefully maybe will be on again very, very soon. But it's about waking us up, about connecting us, about us to being able to share the love to each other, but also to start making a difference. So please, everybody, have a listen to this song, listen to the words, and please all be careful. But firstly, please share the links. Thanks ever so much for joining the Ask Sue show tonight. I apologize for it just being an hour, but Ask Sue really does need to go to bed early tonight. And plus, I've got another video to put together tomorrow for Big Brother. Do they know what they're going to be taking on? Let's hope they do take me on and let me into the Big Brother house to make the awareness out there. Thank you very much again. You can by all means email asksueshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for joining us. Speak to you very soon. Good night.
Attention all you rule breakers, you misfits and troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists.
Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world. Unlike 9 out of 10 people, your mind is irrepressible, and this threatens authority. You were born to be a revolutionary. You can't stand rules because in your heart you know there's a better way.
You have strengths dangerous to the establishment, and it wants them eliminated. Your whole life you've been told your strengths were weaknesses. Now I'm telling you otherwise. Your impulsivity is a gift. Impulses are your key to the miraculous. Your distractibility is an artifact of your inspired creativity. Your mood swings reflect the natural pulse of life. They give you unstoppable energy when you're high, and deep soulful insight when you're low. And diagnosed with a disorder, that's society's latest way to deny its own illness by pointing the finger at you. Your addictive personality is just a symptom of your vast, underused capacity for heroic creative expression and spiritual connection. Your utter lack of repression, your wide-eyed idealism, your unmitigated open mind. Didn't anyone ever tell you? These are the traits shared by the greatest pioneers and visionaries. Revolutionaries, procrastinators, and trauma queens, activists on the social scene, space cadets, and mavericks, philosophers, and derelicts, business suits flying fighter jets, football stars, and sex addicts, celebrities with ADD, alcoholics who seek novelty, first responders, prophets and saints, mystics, and JJJ.
society begs you to ignore it. The way stirs you inside. Neurological repression blocks most people's awareness of the way. Censoring all thoughts and impulses from the unconscious is their prefrontal cortex, the Gestapo of the brain. Nothing which violates its socialized programming even gets through. But your mind is different. Your mind has been cracked wide open to the way. By some miraculous genetic trait, some psychotropic chemical, or maybe even by the will of your own soul, your brain's reward pathways have been hijacked. Dopamine employed to overthrow the fascist dictatorship of your prefrontal cortex. Now your brain is free of repression. Your mind free of censorship. Your awareness exposed to the turbulent seas of the unconscious. Through this open doorway, divine light shines into your consciousness, showing you the way. This is what makes you a wayseer. 90% of human civilization is populated with those whose brains are blocked to the way. Their brains are hardwired to enforce the social programming indoctrinated since birth. Unlike you, they cannot break out of this programming because they have not yet experienced the necessary revolution of mind. These programmed people take social institutions and rules very seriously. Society is full of games programmed to keep people's minds occupied so they will not revolt. These games often cause sick fixations on peculiar protocols, power structures, taboos, and domination. All subtle forms of human bondage. This distinct form of madness is not only tolerated by the masses, but insisted upon. The programmed ones believe in rules so forcefully, they become willing to destroy anyone who violates them. Wayseers are the ones who call their bluff. Since wayseer minds are free to reject social programming, wayseers readily see these social institutions for what they are, imaginary games. Wayseers comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. Helping those who are lost in these games and refuse to help themselves is the calling of many wayseers. Since wayseers are the ones who keep contact with the original source of reality, they are able to disrupt societal conventions and even governments to realign humanity with the way. The wayseers are an ancient lineage, a kind of priesthood, carriers of the flame, ones in the know. There must always be wayseers to reform the dizzying, psychotic spinning wheels of society. Giant, mindless hamster wheels obscuring the pure blue sky, keeping humanity shackled in a darkened cage. So wayseers are called to shed light on the madness of society, to continually resurrect the timeless, transcendent spirit of truth. Wayseers reveal this divine truth by devoting themselves to the birth of some creative or disruptive act, expressed through art or philosophy, innovations to shake up industry, revolutions for democracy, coups that topple hypocrisy, movements of solidarity.